This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
We always love love your feedback. We always love hearing from you. So we have had plenty of messages this morning. We've had a message from Hoffler, a message from Mel Smith, messages from Mark and Danny and a whole lot of other people. Please keep it coming. It actually gives us a bit of a fillip, doesn't it, Macca?
It does.
It gives us a little bit of an energy boost, especially when somebody makes a comment that's actually aligned to something or challenges something that one of us might have thought or talked about. But in talking about all of that, Macca, what's important to you to talk about now?
Oh, look, there's a few things. After 11, I want to...
Are you going to do an op-ed?
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
But I'd like to, you know, to talk about the situation in India and in particular for Australian citizens returning and what this means. We saw last night that the Qantas flight that took over some emergency medical equipment, oxygen, masks, lots of PPE, all this sort of stuff. So it was going to come back with... a full load of passengers, but a quarantine load, which is about, I think it's about it's a 767 from memory.
I don't know, Macca.
I think about 130 people, thereabouts. So less than half, about 140 people, less than half the capacity. 40 people tested positive to coronavirus before they boarded. Sorry, in the result of two tests. And 30 of their close contacts didn't test positive, but their close contacts. So 70, so half the people that were to come back couldn't come back. And one of the narratives that's being run is, you know, these people, what do we do with them now? Well, you can't fly them back in an aircraft when you know they're positive and potentially they might have the very infectious strain. So I'm not saying they shouldn't be brought back, but the public health issue, firstly in the aircraft, and then secondly, when we get back here, do we have the capacity and the ability to look after these people? And that doesn't mean you leave them abandoned in India. I actually encourage the federal government to look for some more solutions. You know, if we can spend billions of dollars on the vaccine, which I'm not quite sure. I think the actual delivery of the vaccine is more than the vaccine costs, the delivery mechanism.
I don't know the answer to that, Macca.
If we can spend a couple
The Medicare rebates are about $36
okay,
per vaccine.
Okay, and I think AstraZeneca's $20.
I don't know.
The actual cost. Anyway, if we can spend a couple of billion on that and, you know, in a budget, you know, that the treasurer's laid back his ears on spending, we have a couple of offshore facilities that are remote. And why can't we enhance those facilities in a health manner in terms of providing, you know, hospitals? And yes, and I realise staffing them up is not easy. I understand that. But the government, both state and federal, need to think a little bit more laterally about this. How can we, you know, COVID's not going away. How can we actually provide more quarantine facilities? And to be honest, and this, not a lot of people won't like this, I have a very reduced confidence in hotel quarantine. It doesn't matter where it is. Right? Hotels are not designed for it.
Well, my response to that is hotels were not designed for quarantine.
Exactly.
Functions, really, exactly. In the first place. So, and, you know, what we've tried to do is to retrofit them.
Yeah.
And they were not designed to quarantine people.
And go back to the start of the previous century, the Spanish flu. What quarantine facilities did government institute then?
Tell us.
Okay. It instituted, well, there's a number of quarantine stations around Australia. Separate facilities that were built and designed to cope with quarantine. Now, Howard Springs, fantastic example. Expanding that has been a huge challenge and very expensive. Providing the staff, providing the logistical support. I'm not saying this is easy, but we have the problem of Australian citizens overseas, and I'm not going to get into the discussion about, you know, is this a breach of their human rights? Is it not? Is the government being racist? Is it not? Reality is you've got thousands and thousands of Australians overseas who want to come home. And those in India are in a particularly difficult situation. We need to actually think laterally about this. We need to think about some other solutions. Because clearly what is happening now is not working. So, hey guys, you're spending millions of dollars a year to keep a family.
Sounds like an op-ed to me. What do you reckon, Paul?
On an island, right? Millions and millions of dollars a year. Come on. All state governments. Now, the state government of Victoria, you know, they've got a proposal. But what, you know, federal government, they're not afraid to spend a couple of billion. They've got $9 billion in projects not yet announced. There you go.
I think it definitely sounds like an op-ed.
Well, I'm asking for your opinion,
Tess. Good morning. So I was going to give you one quick message. I think exactly that, Micah. The budget was a missed opportunity for the federal government to be on the front foot and say, we are going to put money where our mouth is. We need to build some quarantine facilities. Here's the first 20 million to get us started. Don't know how we're going to do it yet, but at least we're going to put some money behind it and give the intent, which I think is sadly missing from that budget statement.
And that's very much aligned with what Misha said, and that is that a budget is the government's key policy document that outlines its vision for the next period of time. And I was a little bit disturbed that there was not a lot in this budget about COVID. And yes, of course, you know, things like the vaccination program will continue to trickle out, and there is a mechanism for that to occur. But you are right, Macca. The deathly silence around the border security issues and quarantine issues for me was a little bit of an undersell. And in fact, you know, those things in themselves, Macca, will actually require construction.
Yes.
They'll require manufacturing. They'll require workforce. Mm. You'll need to train them up. You'll need to support them. So all of those are actually nation-building activities. Mm. It is the right thing to do. And it's actually, you were also right in saying that COVID's not going to go away next week.
I was right.
Yeah, you were. COVID's here for a while. And
yeah.
I'm not surprised with what's occurred in India. India is one of the most densely populated places in the world. If there's anywhere it's going to take off, it will go like a wildfire through India. It's going to happen in Indonesia. It's going to happen in most of the Asia-Pacific region that we are actually close to.
Which is why there's more of a reason to build facilities with ICU units that are quarantined in remote locations to bring back Australians who, you know, are ill and need their country's support.
And, you know, there is an area of Australian business, and particularly the construction business, where Australia is one of the world leaders, and that is in the construction of remote mining camps.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we actually have the expertise to do it.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.